and welcome to episode 41 of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. And this episode is a very special episode for two reasons. The first reason is Reza and I are joined today with a special guest who I'll introduce in a second. Hello Reza, how are you?
Hello Craig, how are things?
Good to see you again, things are fine. And our special guest this episode is Bea.
Hello again.
Back by popular demand.
Yay!
So some of you listeners may remember that Bea was with us back in episode 18 when we spoke about the present perfect. So if you haven't heard that episode and you would like to improve your present perfect, go back and listen. If you are a new listener, this podcast hopes to improve your English and take it up to the next level. So welcome, Bea and Reza, and thank you very much for the lovely scones.
Ah, yes. I feel absolutely stuffed.
They were delicious, with jam and Irish butter.
Oh, yes, only the best.
And scones with sultanas? Absolutely delicious.
You just said scones.
Scones.
I'd say scones.
Debate again, what surely.
What do they say in Belfast?
Well, I say scones. And but I've met people in Belfast who say scones.
Now, it's how can that be? Because Craig and I, we're both from the southeast of England.
Right.
So how come I say scones and you say...
scones.
That eternal debate.
And your parents said scones.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know. No explanation whatsoever.
No,
so
just one of those things.
We'll have to agree that both are correct.
And they were delicious.
They were very nice.
Exactly.
Very nice. So thank you for that. And this episode, we'd like to speak about the article in English. So before we dive in and look at the article in detail, do we agree that the article would be a, an, the, and zero?
I think so.
Yes.
I completely agree.
Zero article? Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. So that's what we're looking at this episode, A and the and zero. Shall we begin with A and an?
Mm-hmm. It's a good place to start. I think that's a good idea.
Okay, so the first thing I have is that use a or an with single countable nouns.
Should we just clarify something there? I mean, I agree, but sometimes what I find with students is that they might know how to use a and an, but the moment you start talking about countables, students sometimes freak and start saying, What's a countable?
So let's clarify that.
So I think maybe that's quite a nice lead-in to talk about what is a countable noun.
Bea, what is a countable noun?
Oh, you passed the hot potato there. Okay, a countable noun, so that we can all understand it, hopefully, is something that you can count.
Like a hot potato.
Like a hot potato.
Or a scone.
So, for example, let's take the word... let's think of a word. Plate.
Mm-hmm.
You can say one plate, two plates, three plates, four plates. So you can count... the noun, it has a plural form, so therefore it's countable.
That's clear?
I don't know if it is. Reza, do you think
totally
that's
clear for me?
Crystal clear?
Crystal clear.
Perfect.
No doubt.
Okay.
One pen, one table, one plate, one scone.
Yeah. And to make plurals of those nouns, you simply add an S to them.
Yep.
Okay, so that's a nice way to know if something is countable or uncountable.
So that's clear then, we use a or an with countable nouns, but when do we use a or a, and when do we use an?
Ooh.
Well, a and an's no real mystery, is it? A, one letter, is before words which begin with a consonant sound.
Good.
Very nice.
I'm pleased you said sound and not letter.
So am I pleased you said that. Okay.
And obviously then for words which begin with a vowel, sound.
Very good. So should we just have a look at the word university?
Uniform.
Very good. Mm-hmm. So do you say a university or an university? Because university... begins with a vowel.
With a U.
but it's a U vowel sound.
The thing is, it doesn't begin with a vowel sound. It begins with a Y sound, a Y.
Exactly. So we have to say ah.
Ah.
A university.
Exactly.
And what about our? H-O-U-R.
Ah.
That begins with a consonant.
But it begins with a consonant, a vowel sound, the right. Ow. And so if it begins with a vowel sound, we have to use un or an.
Absolutely. Another example, euro. E-U-R-O. A euro.
Oh, yeah, that begins with a letter E. But once again, we've got the U sound, which is a consonant sound. So we'd have to say a euro. Something which I find with students sometimes, like the word student, when you have the combination S and T. Sometimes, especially Spanish speakers, try to put an extra E in front of the ST. So they say, I'm an E student.
Right. Yeah.
When actually, it's not E student, it's student. So it should be A. So be careful with those consonant clusters. Consonant clusters, when you have two or more consonants together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So uses of the article then. In general, would you agree that the indefinite article, or an, means it's not specific, which is why it's indefinite?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So use it when you talk about things in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's take a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Any taxi.
Right. Yep.
So you'd use a or an for things that are not specific and not general.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Conversation killer.
Yeah.
And so the, then, for things which are specific.
Exactly.
On the whole.
The, for things that are... For example, you could say, I bought a new laptop last week, which is a new laptop, not a specific particular one.
Mm-hmm.
But the laptop has a lovely screen. So now it's something specific and something definite.
Because you're talking about the one you bought.
Because I'm specifying that it's the laptop I bought.
That's right, yeah. It's a specific one.
Another use of is sometimes used for example, an hour or per hour, 90 kilometres per hour, or... £50 a person, £50 per person, which I didn't think of, but I noticed that you could also use a for per, P-E-R.
Do you know, that's something that hadn't crossed my mind either. I mean, people can't see our faces right now, but I think Reza and I are sort of looking at each other in amazement. I mean, it's like, Craig, what a revelation. Yeah. But you're right.
I was getting a bit worried because you're looking at me with looks like, what's he talking about?
No, I was looking at you because I thought, wow, you're not going to see that described in any grammar book.
Five euros a kilo. Euros per kilo. Yeah.
So what's the difference? Is it a difference in register? Is one more formal? I mean, I have no idea, because something...
I think they're interchangeable. Okay. I don't think there's a difference.
Okay.
You could use a or per. Mm-hmm. 90 miles per hour or 90 miles an hour. And also expressions like a little and a few.
Mm-hmm.
In expressions such as, I have a few friends, or I have few friends.
Oh, well, there's a difference in meaning there.
What's the difference?
Well, I think that's quite a sad example.
I have few friends.
I mean, a tear has come to my eye that it's springing. If you say, I have a few friends, it means it's quite positive, and it means you've got some friends. However, if you say you have few friends... The connotation, muy pocos amigos. Yeah. I mean, it's very negative connotations. And maybe it's because you're not a very nice person.
Possibly, or not very sociable.
Or maybe you're new in town. So I have few friends at the moment because I only recently moved to Valencia.
Right. I have little time. I have a little time.
Uh-huh. Again.
So few is countable and little's uncountable. Isn't that it?
Correct. But where the article's concerned, a little time. Yes, I have a little time. Mm-hmm. Is I can help you. I have some time.
That's
but
right.
But I have little time is I don't have much.
Yeah.
No tengo mucho tiempo.
So probably not going to help you.
Probably not. Any other comments about or an before we move on? What do you think, Reza?
No, I don't think it's that complicated.
So moving on to the definite or specific article. Over to you, Reza.
Oh, thanks. I would say the's a bit trickier from me. No, quite a bit trickier. Would you agree that the is above all for being specific? For example, Barack Obama is, at the moment, the President of the United States. He's the. Specifically, it's Barack Obama.
I think it's also, yes, but I think it's also because there's only one of him.
Aha.
Okay, we're using the because there's absolutely no confusion.
Okay.
It's like when we talk about the moon.
Right.
Yes, and I noticed that in some course books, that rule as being when there's only one of something, the moon, the sun, the president. But also, could it be, which is sometimes listed as a separate rule, when it's common to the listener. The listener knows what you're talking about.
Oh, that's true as well.
If you're going to the bank, going to the bank.
Yeah.
We know which bank I'm going to, or I'll go into the supermarket. Could we make it easier for the student and say that if the listener knows what you're speaking about, use the. If it's the president, the moon. I don't know. It just seems to be a bit complicated to have so many different uses of the.
Yeah.
If we could simplify.
So maybe if you just said that if they're both a speaker and the listener know who or what they're referring to.
The Prime Minister said yesterday.
Then we could say, or if I say to you, can you open the door, Craig?
Yes.
We're in this room at the moment. Yes, there's only one door. But obviously you know, and I know, which door I'm referring to.
Whereas you said, can you open a window? Maybe there are five or six, and I can choose from many.
One of the five or six, okay? As opposed to if I said to you, can you open the window? If there was just one.
Yeah.
Would you say we live on Earth or we live on the Earth?
I'd say we live on planet Earth.
Because you speak about the moon, the sun, the stars.
The Earth.
Earth?
For me, they both sound okay.
Me too.
They both sound all right. We live on Earth. We live on the Earth.
We live on... We're all inhabitants of Earth.
Yep. Although with the word... if the word...
No, you wouldn't... We'd say something like, we're all Earth inhabitants. Surely you'd make a compound there.
Okay.
But the world always goes with the...
Yes.
We live on the world. You never say on world. No. It's got to be the.
The world. The world we live on.
Yeah.
But it's the same with mountains and rivers as well. You always use the.
The Pyrenees.
The Ganges, the Seine. But maybe that's something else you were going to talk about.
Well, it's good that it comes up naturally. I was just going to say, in general, I think physical characteristics or the environment. Mm-hmm. So the sun, the Pyrenees, the Ganges, the world.
Mm-hmm.
Coasts.
The Sahara Desert.
The Costa Blanca. The Gold Coast.
The Mediterranean.
Yes. Seas.
Natural
oceans.
Things.
Yes.
Nature, environment tends to be the before it.
But not mountains.
Yeah, mountain range. You don't say. We talk about mountain ranges, but not a specific mountain.
Right.
Everest.
You don't say the Everest.
That's true.
You say
Mount Everest.
You say Mount Everest.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hotels, the Ritz, the Hilton.
Yes.
Yep.
Museums and galleries.
Again, we'd say I'm going to the National Gallery.
The British Museum.
The British Museum.
The Louvre.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Art.
The Prado Museum in
Prado
Madrid.
Another thing is wars and events and things like that. The Second World War.
The Great War.
Type of thing tends to be with the...
Art.
That's also because, I suppose, we've got the there with the first... the second, because we're talking about ordinal numbers.
Good point.
So, for example, when's your birthday, Craig?
The 25th of May.
Wow. And yours?
The 11th of December.
Uh-huh.
When's yours?
The 25th of October. What year?
1970.
So not the 1970.
Aha.
Okay, so that's interesting, because sometimes if you think in Spanish...
Right.
You'd like to put a the in front of the year, which isn't correct.
And also, as you said, the 11th of December, the plus an ordinal, but not the with a cardinal number.
No.
And Spanish people say, you know, in class I say, tell me the next one, and somebody wants to say, the five.
Oh, yes.
Five, no the.
Yeah.
The fifth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Superlatives.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Another classic that we need mm-hmm. the with a superlative,
mm-hmm.
but not with a comparative, of course.
Yeah.
So, correct. For example, he's the tallest person in the class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bayer's scones are simply the best.
Absolutely, the best. Yes. I feel a song coming on.
And groups of people.
Oh, nationalities, oh, yes. You mean?
The French, the Spanish. Well, groups in general.
I
the old, the young.
What do you call somebody who can't hear? What's the group of people? Because I can't remember. What's the group of people who can't hear?
Hear. The deaf?
The deaf, yeah. And what about people who can't see?
The blind.
Okay, and so that's another interesting...
A way of saying blind people.
You can say
blind people or take away people and put in the blind.
The blind.
Deaf people, the blind. Poor people, the poor.
The poor.
But I'd like to point out that you wouldn't use the article the if you're speaking about the language. So you'd say, I like French,
mm-hmm.
which means the language, but I like the French mm-hmm. means the people.
Ah, that's a good distinction.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that could cause confusion, couldn't it, for mm-hmm. a listener? Sometimes.
And Craig, do you like the French, being an Englishman?
I like some French. I have mixed experiences. I used to have a girlfriend from France.
Me too, actually.
Who was a bit of a femme fatale.
Ah, maybe.
The relationship ended badly.
Oh, no.
Fatale.
It ended fatale.
Well, I feel that's another podcast, perhaps.
Yes.
To talk about your romantic experiences.
Yeah, I don't think this is really the podcast for that.
No, okay. I think what's important is groups or people in general, we shouldn't use the, or does that come into the zero article? For example, if I say to you, the women are better drivers than the men.
That's a very Spanish...
Absolutely Spanish.
Yes.
I don't know whether you want to talk about that now or with the zero conditional.
No, let's go into it,
yes.
Because you've mentioned it, so let's speak about it.
I mean, that's what I've just said, obviously, is a cliché.
Mm.
I don't actually believe that necessarily. But sometimes, if you think in Spanish and translate into English...
Yeah.
That sounds absolutely correct when you say the women and the men. However, if you're talking about a group in general, you need to omit the. And
right.
You just talk about women are better drivers than men.
You could say life is good
mm-hmm.
in general.
Exactly.
But the life of Cervantes or the life of William Shakespeare, when you're specifying life, you'd use the article.
Which again, I mean, you know, it goes back to what we were talking about a few moments ago about being specific. And there's only one life belonging to Shakespeare or Cervantes. I mean...
Again, yeah.
Again, it goes back to that.
Abstract nouns. Honesty is the best policy. Where a Spaniard might say the honesty.
That's a good one.
Be wrong. Honesty is the best policy.
Or love is blind.
Love is blind.
Whereas a Spaniard might say the lie is blind.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've mentioned yet the idea of saying, for example, the computer has changed the world. The computer.
Inventions.
Yeah, I don't mean a specific computer in this case, even though I've used the. It's another way of saying
mm-hmm.
computers.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of using a plural with no article, computers, you can use a singular with the. The computer has changed the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's
quite
important.
And that's true with most inventions, I think.
Yes.
It's the internet, the radio, the television
mm-hmm.
has
mm-hmm.
changed the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not just inventions, but I would say with objects as well. For example... The corkscrew is a handy object. Otherwise, how else would you have a glass of wine? I don't mean a specific corkscrew. I just mean that object. But for creatures as well, like the elephant is an amazing animal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean elephants.
But we're making generalisations about things, as you say. So when we're generalising, we would use the.
Plus a singular.
But a
classic Spanish mistake is to say the elephants, which is wrong.
Right.
It's the elephant, singular, equals elephants, plural.
Same with instruments. The piano is a wonderful instrument.
Yeah. But I play the piano.
That's always with instruments that you always use the, don't you? Like, I like listening to the guitar.
I play the
flute.
Yeah.
So always with musical instruments. That's a really easy one to remember, isn't it?
Yes.
Musical instrument, use the.
Currencies. The yen, the dollar, the euro have the article.
Yeah. But why? Again, you know, it's the only currency.
I think it's generalised. If we can group generalisations to animals, plants, currencies, inventions, instruments, and just remember that all of those, when you're generalising, need the.
Mm-hmm.
What about countries? Why do we say the United States of America, but we say America with no the? Why do we say the United Kingdom, but we say Great Britain?
I think it's because they're groups or collections of states or islands. Because if you think the United States is a collection of states, the United Kingdom, Wales, Northern Ireland, etc.
The Republic of Ireland? No.
It's an exception.
I would say it's
an exception. This is an exception.
It's not an exception. When you say the type of country, you say the.
Okay.
The United States, they're states. The Republic of Ireland, it's a republic.
But what about...
The People's Republic of China, it's a People's Republic.
But you
republic.
Use the with groups of islands. The Philippines, as the Bahamas.
Well, as well. I would
the
consider
Balearics.
That a different thing. Yeah, but I think when you say the type of country, you say the.
Okay.
You say the Republic of France, but you say France. If you don't say what it is, the type of country, you don't say the.
Right.
But if you say what type of country it is, you say the. Ireland, no the. But the Republic of Ireland, we're saying
very
it's
very interesting. That never crossed my mind.
The Kingdom of Spain, the, but Spain. No
so
the.
If you're not describing the country per se, and you're not, and it's not a collection of states or islands, there's no article. So it's just Spain, Germany, France, Belgium, etc.
Right.
Peru.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much a fixed rule, as far as I know.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, somebody's done his homework.
any other points?
Well, something I quite like to mention is the pronunciation of the indefinite article and the pronunciation of the definite article. Because, for example, sometimes people say, I live in a house, if they're non-native speakers, and I like the television. I think something I'd like to mention is that both articles are not stressed in a sentence.
Right.
So, for example, if I say to you these four words, I live in a house, when I say that normally with correct intonation, I'd say, I live in a house. So the a isn't stressed.
Right.
Okay, it's, so yeah. Sometimes I think people see a and they want to say a, and they see the and they want to stress the.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a point to sort of try and implement that when you're speaking, not to stress.
Absolutely. Unless, of course, there's a reason why you want to stress it.
Okay.
If I said something like, that is exactly the point I'm trying to make, then you would. But when it's in connected speech in general, then it would be very weak.
And what's the rule for pronunciation, seeing as we're speaking about pronunciation, about when do we say the and when do we say the?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm. Don't some people reckon that you should say the before a vowel?
Sound.
Like the elephant?
The elephant. You say elephant. Again, it connects back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the podcast, about vowel sounds, not necessarily vowels, but vowel sounds and consonant sounds, not consonants per se. So, for example, elephant is like a... Elephant. Is it the elephant?
The elephant.
Yeah, it's like there's a sort of a yeah.
There's an intrusive yeah in the middle.
Exactly.
Yelephant.
Or the earth.
The earth.
Exactly.
You don't say the earth.
Right.
It's asking you to put a y
right.
sound. between the article. Yeah. So I think that's worth mentioning.
Yes, thank you very much. Shall we look at the Zero article to finish? Because
yes,
we have mentioned the Zero article, and Bea said that when we're generalising, when something's not specific, we would not use an article. Any other points about when we should not use a, an, or the?
Hey, I've just thought of something. The with possessives.
Okay, the with possessives.
Classic mistake.
Okay.
Ah, it's the Craig's book.
Yeah.
The there is absolutely wrong.
And is that a problem for Spanish speakers particularly, translating?
Absolutely. I think it's a major mistake, even at higher levels, mm-hmm, for Spanish speakers, because they're thinking, oh, it's a libro de Juan.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the same as in Spanish. If you say, ah, es el libro del Juan, I mean, that's how bad it sounds in English as well. So it's the Juan's book is wrong. Get rid of the. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it's also not that common for Spanish speakers to use compound nouns. So they, instead of saying car door, they'd say the door of the car. Classroom door, the door of the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Or the room of the class. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The classroom.
But yeah. I feel sorry for our students because it's a minefield. As far as I can see, in English we've decided to make those words up as we go along. There's no clear rules to it. Why is it car door, but why is it the head of the group? Why not the group head, for example? I don't know.
Good question.
Make it up as we go along. I don't see any logic to it. I feel sorry for students.
I think that's another podcast.
Yeah, we'll save that.
I mean, I think that's a really good, and I think that's a fair comment as well.
We'll save that for another episode. Anyway, I'd like to thank Bea and Reza for helping us with
the
article.
Can I just mention something?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
I know it's kind of another topic, but technically speaking, there's a plural of an, which is some. Maybe we should mention. I don't know. Technically speaking, the plural. The plural of I, some.
But
we haven't mentioned it.
But can we speak about some without speaking about any? And then
countables, uncountables.
Well, just to say.
Go on, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, for example, what? Have you got some books on diet?
So when.
Not the books.
Plural
books.
Countable nouns, we wouldn't use a or an, we'd use some.
Because some's the plural of a. Have you got a book on diets? Have you got some books on diets? The plural
but
of
But why are you asking, using some with a question?
All right, have you got any books?
No, a question. I mean, I wasn't sort of...
Okay, well, that's a whole other topic, but all right. Have you got any books? Any is also the plural of a, if you think about
it. Have you got any scones? Have you got some scones?
But what's the difference there between some and any in those questions? She says in a challenging tone of voice. And I know
you expect
the answer.
Different answers.
I would say that if you're offering something, some is more restrictive and any is more open. So for example, if I said to you, would you like something to eat? In my mind, I'm thinking of something specific. But if I say, have you got any, would you like anything? You quite get across that it's anything. It's more open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is similar to, I like some classical music, I like any classical music. Is that what you were thinking?
I was thinking more when you use some in a question, it's because you almost expect the other person to say yes.
Right. Okay. So would you like some...
If you come to my house for
coffee.
Dinner...
Yeah.
And I said, yo, would you like some potatoes? And you look really hungry, and I've seen that. I wouldn't say to you, would you like a potato?
Right.
Because otherwise you're just going to get a small potato.
Right.
Some potatoes in a question,
plural
some
of
plural of that.
And so then if you're saying, would you like some potatoes, there's more chance of you getting a positive answer than if you said, would you like any potatoes with your food?
Absolutely. I think that's what I would...
Makes sense.
And they're both the plural of that.
But again, because it's something more specific, mm-hmm, something more focused, mm-hmm, than any.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bea, for being with us again. We'd love to have
pleasure.
You back. We'd love to have you back again another day to speak about another topic.
I would be absolutely delighted. I didn't know what to say. I'd be absolutely delighted.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
And thank you, Reza, for being here.
Thank you for being here.
So if you'd like to contact us, please send us an email with your comments and questions to craig@inglespodcast.com or to reza@belfastreza@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voice message at inglespodcast.com, and I will be putting all of this information in the show notes at inglespodcast.com, so you didn't have to write down all the notes you've written. You can just go to the website and it will be all there for you. Also, if you could please leave us a short review and some stars on iTunes so that more people can hear about our podcasts. The music in this podcast is by Pitts, and the track is called See You Later. So, we'll see you later. It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
And it's also goodbye from me.
Goodbye.
Bye. Happy Christmas.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Bye.